Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Stand by one moment. I was going to be doing some Bible teaching along with some characters today that were going to come on, but God had talked to me before I got up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And if you hear some noise, because I'm doing some adjusting here real quick on a Saturday morning, we're going to be playing some special music by Don Manone. He is a great man, and I'm going to kick it off right now. God is good all the time. Enjoy.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. Well, God is good. His light will shine. Well, God is good. God is good all the time.
There we go.
God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time.
Wasn't that a great way to start off our Sunday special edition with Dominon? And he is a great Christian artist. He was also a choir director, and he is very talented. That was him actually playing the fiddle again. His name is Dominon. And you're going to recognize some of these songs that we're going to be playing. The Lord instilled it on my heart. He said, "CA, on a Saturday, I want you to do something that's ordinarily out of the different, and I want you to play some uplifting music by Don." So we are, and Don, this is your day today, buddy. Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Now, before, on iHeartRadio, before I get ready to play some more music, if you have any questions, comments, or hey, you want to put a prayer request in, CA, will you pray for us? morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. It's a cool morning this morning here at Faith Studio One. So we're going to kick another one off. It says, "I Offer My Life." This is by Don Hall.
Sing it.
Lord, I offer.
will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Sing it together. Thank you.
Amen. There we go. There's some music for us right there. I hope you're being blessed just as much as I am, friends. And there's another one of my favorites that Dawn sings that just touches my heart. And every day we should give thanks. And you know what, Dawn? He's got a great song on it. Hope you enjoy it. It's Giving Thanks. One of my favorites on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good Saturday morning on iHeartRadio.
Who are called by my name Your spirit fall like rain.
as I come into His presence, I am made complete, feasting at His table and sitting at His feet.
I hope you guys have enjoyed Don Malone's music. Now, we got one last one, the Lord's Prayer, and Don's going to close us out on it, and then I'll have a close out on prayer on our Saturday edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, if you have any prayer requests, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And like us on our Facebook page. Share these special podcasts anytime, friends. Now I'm going to let Don lead it off.
Hey, friends. I want to remind you today to keep praying in times like this. Sometimes it's hard to know how to pray or what to say. Jesus, in Matthew 11, when the disciples asked him that question, he said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, why don't you just pray it with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We all know the Lord's Prayer. You know, in that passage in Matthew 11, I'll read something to you from the New Living Translation. Talking about prayer, it says, and Jesus, teaching them more about prayer, used this story. He says, suppose You went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. And you say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he'll get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to him. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened to him. It's interesting because I've heard a lot of my pastor once, you know, said to me, Tom, it's time to just thank God for the answer. You don't have to pray anymore. Just begin to thank him. And I think now there's a lot of truth in that. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray, and sometimes just we prayed that prayer. Now we thank God for the answer. But Jesus in this passage in Luke 11 said, keep on praying, keep on knocking, be persistent, and the door will be open to you. So if you have a prayer that hasn't been answered yet, don't stop praying. Jesus said, be persistent in our prayers. So we do that, Lord. Today we come to you, and we pray for healing. We pray for forgiveness. We pray for mercy and grace to help in times of trouble. Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry.
Surrounded by many.
sins, we pray. Oh, yes.
Amen. Thank you, Don, for sharing your thoughts and playing your great music as you always do. Friends, I hope that you enjoyed this just as much as I did. And remember, feel free, any comments, suggestions, or prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, good Saturday morning. I hope you all have a great Saturday. We're going to lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you so much. And we just pray right now that you just forgive us of all of our sins. Take care of us and hold us ever so tight, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. Well, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great Saturday. Be safe, mask up, social distance as you get ready for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Thanks and have a good day.